It was a cold, windy, almost winter-type day, which seems like the perfect script for a 2-12 football team with an interim head coach trying to battle through a difficult season to get one win at home and break a 9-game losing streak. Hi, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. I'm Brian Sexton. Doug Marrone has been a head coach before. The former boss in Buffalo and Syracuse was the odds-on favorite to replace Gus Bradley, who was let go on Sunday night in Houston, in large part because he has the experience and the shoulders to handle the job. His first day on the practice field was a little different in terms of schedule, but with only 2 weeks left, he kept things pretty familiar for the players. The same can't be said for him, who, though he's been in the role before, finds himself in full catch-up mode trying to get ready for Saturday.
I do have a background in special teams. I do have a background in defense. So for me, I just go in there and rely on the coordinators to help me out, to make sure, why we're doing things. I'll ask questions. They've been great about that. So this way I can put together all three game plans so we can play as one.
Marrone's first test comes against Tennessee. The Titans built a 27-0 first-half lead when they met in October in Nashville and skunked the Jaguars in every sense of the word. That last performance, though, isn't as top of mind to the coach as much as playing well against a divisional opponent.
It doesn't matter whether we had beaten a team or we had lost to a team. You know, you're out there all the time trying to win, and that's where your pride is. I think that it's probably a little bit more in a division. I'd be remiss not to mention that because, you know, the one thing you want to do is you don't want to be in a division where you feel, you know, hey, we don't match up well or we can't beat this team. So I think you never want another team to feel that, hey, we're just going to show up and beat these guys.
The players, for their part, knew today was going to be a challenging day, and most expressed their gratitude and admiration for Gus.
I'm thankful and I'm grateful for the time that I got to spend with Coach Gus. He was a part of making my dream come true of playing in the NFL. He wanted me and drafted me here. So I'm grateful for that and all the lessons and wisdom that he's given me.
As much as we loved and cared about him, you still understand that this is a business. So as we, you know, continue to move on and go, we know what got us here. And as we just move forward, we just got to remember what got us here. You know, say we're not going down this road and just continue to build. But I think everybody in this organization has so much love and respect for him.
But players can't afford to look back to the Bradley era and won't look forward to whatever the next era brings. They know they're going to be judged on today, tomorrow, and Saturday against the Titans.
You know, you have to focus on what you have at task. You know, come in week in, week out, you know, we still have a job that we have to take care of and protect, you know, because, you know, in this league, that's part of the business. Players, coaches, everyone, you know, it comes and it goes. You know, you have highs, you have lows, but, you know, you got to keep checking on to what's important.
Today was mostly about transition. Tomorrow is exclusively about Tennessee. That'll do it for this edition of Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. We'll talk to you tomorrow.